This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know what we haven't had in a good long while in this economy? A knockdown, drag-out antitrust fight. A dominant company taken to task by the government for being real, real big and real, real powerful and using that size and power to unfairly control the market. So, Google? There have been reports late last week, early this, that the Justice Department and some state prosecutors are looking into the search company along antitrust lines, and that among the possible remedies might be a forced sale of Google's Chrome browser. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has been talking to some people to see what that might mean.
Google released Chrome in 2008, back when most people used Microsoft Internet Explorer as their browser. Mark Bergen covers technology for Bloomberg.
Google's real deep concern there was that Microsoft could cut them off.
It could create its own search engine, which it soon did, Bing, and make that the default.
That would just sort of plummet Google traffic, because a lot of people just use the sort of default search that's built into a web browser.
The browser is sort of the linchpin, the key to web power.
Tim Wu teaches antitrust law at Columbia. The browser's power is one argument for forcing Google to sell Chrome to another company, because that would weaken Google's defenses against competitors.
Google would no longer be able to control, for example, the default search engine on Chrome. So if someone came along, maybe Microsoft, maybe DuckDuckGo, and said, hey, listen, we want to, you know, pay you more to be the search engine. Here we go.
Google does dominate the search engine market. I mean, people use the company's name as a verb. But Wu says that could change.
Well, you know, IBM used to be synonymous with the word computer. History is long. And it was actually through antitrust action that there were challengers to IBM that emerged.
Wu says another argument for making Google sell Chrome, without a browser, it'd be much harder for the company to collect as much data about what you do online. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.